You're listening to Back in the USSR.
Да здравствует 60-я годовщина Великой Октябрьской социалистической революции. Да здравствует героический советский народ и его доблестные вооруженные силы. Слава Коммунистической партии Советского Союза, руководящей и направляющей силе советского общества. Ура!
This is a song born in the struggle of the brave Chinese people. It begins, Chi Lai, arise, you who refuse to be bond slaves, and ends, Chen Jing, march on. Chi Lai, who you once saw, no lady run, man, but woman, the share.
中华民心的强强中华民族到了最危险的时候每个人被迫着发出最好的号声起来起来起来我们万众一心冒着地上的炮火 前进，冒着地上的炮火，前进，前进，前进，进 ，Arise, you who refuse to be bond slaves, let's stand up and fight for liberty and true democracy. chains of the tyrant. Everyone who works for freedom is now crying, arise, arise, arise. All of us with one heart, with the torch of freedom, march on, with the torch of freedom. March on, march on, march on and on. Chilai, bu yuan sonuru di ranman. Ba women di xero, su chong women xing di chang chang. Zhong hua min zu dao liao, sui wei xie di shi hao.
You're listening to Back in the USSR on CFRU 93.3 FM. I am Siegfried, and we've come to the final episode of the year, I'm sorry to say. Next week, I'll be leaving for China for the third time in my life, teaching English overseas again. And actually, I can only stay in the studio until 10 instead of 11 today because I have to run and get things done. You know, and I guess this is why, like, I played Paul Robeson's version of the Chinese National Anthem right there, the March of the Volunteers. That was what I began the show with. He certainly is the first Westerner who sang that song. I believe that was in the late 40s he recorded that. And honestly, I don't know of any other American who's honestly ever sung that song. And certainly tried to sing it in both English and Chinese. But he did. Paul Robeson, great African-American civil rights leader, communist, actor, singer, lawyer, so many things. But getting back to my story here, I will be going overseas to teach English again in China as of next week. And it'll be a major challenge going overseas. It always is. You know, with a new environment and a completely new set of people in my life. But that's the name of the game when you teach ESL. You know, it's all about new situations, right? And my destination this time will be the Ningbo Institute of Education. It's a teacher's college where I'll be teaching conversational English and pronunciation. In other words, spoken word. And seeing I've been into spoken word and performance poetry since 2010, which is incidentally is the same year I started at CFRU, it's only fitting that I should be teaching spoken English when I do ESL, I guess. At least that's what my friends in the spoken word community have told me. But Ningbo itself is a pretty interesting place. It's been a major port city just south of Shanghai in Zhejiang province. And it's been a major port and trading center since the 7th century. So there's a lot of history there. I was surprised to learn that the city is actually comparable in age to Suzhou, the ancient Chinese city I worked in during the 2016-2017 school year. Just like Suzhou, it has old temples, pagodas, old sections of the city wall, and so on. And just like Suzhou, it has UNESCO World Heritage Sites located in it. But of course, I'm mostly interested in the people I'll be working with, of course, and seeing it's a teacher's college. They should all be post-grads who more or less know what they want to get out of the class, you know, unlike the high school kids I was teaching last time I was in China. They were there only because they had to be. It's different every time. I mean, the first time I went to China was 2016 when I worked at the Inner Mongolia University for the Nationalities in Tonglao, a city which is located north of Beijing in the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, where Mongolian is an official language alongside Mandarin Chinese. And certainly there were students who went through their entire university career just, you know, learning in Mongolian, you know, doing courses in Mongolian. And they could do that. And that job was also teaching spoken English, except that it was to all kinds of different university students, some of them who, to be honest, preferred to sleep in class instead of listening to me. That's just how it goes sometimes. Especially some of the classes were absolutely huge. I mean, there'd be 100 people in the room or something, right? I mean, it's really not your job to check up on every individual person when you're teaching university. But I guess really what I want to emphasize is that China is a really huge country, a really diverse country. And even though this is the third time I'm going there, you know, the third year I'm going to be spending living there, I've really barely scratched the surface when it comes to seeing the country and experiencing it and, you know, getting to know the different regions and the people and all that sort of thing. I mean, it's only been this past year that I've even started even trying to study Mandarin Chinese. And that of course is just going on Rosetta Stone and like getting a subscription on there and doing the different exercises. So I really have barely scratched the surface in so many ways. So it should be interesting. As for what happens to the show while I'm away, there's been a concerted effort to keep it going in some form. I'm very happy to say. Clara Sorrenti, my comrade and the communist candidate in London, Ontario during the provincial election, wants to, of course I interviewed on the show in July, wants to keep the show going as a podcast. You know, she wants to keep it going as a podcast, so it won't be on CFRU, but it will be online. It will be available for people to listen to. And the plan is to put out the first podcast episode sometime in September. So hopefully all of you out there won't have to wait too long for new content. You won't have to wait, you know, you certainly won't have to wait for a whole year for me to get back from China before back in the USSR starts rolling again. And I gotta say, it's heartening that there's other people besides me who really want to like keep this show on the road, want to keep things going. And naturally I'll be keeping you up to date on the show's blog. And hopefully there will be an announcement on CFRU's website when the podcast starts up. So don't worry, you'll hear about it when it happens. I mean, who knows? I might be able to contribute some content to the podcast from China every now and then. You know, so stay tuned for that. It should be exciting if we manage to get that going. And it'll be other voices besides me. You know, in every episode, it'll be a much more collaborative effort than it has been in the past, which was my main criticism. And somebody might, like, out there have the same criticism, that it's just, there's too much of me in this show. You know, it's not, you don't hear too many other voices in the show. It's basically just me, like, you know, on doing this by myself for the most part. And that certainly is something I've been concerned about for a long time. Like, I've wanted more collaboration. I've wanted other people to really help me out on it and, like, collaborate with me, work with me, and not just get their input, but also, like, have them, you know, take the wheel and steer, really. You know, make it a much more collaborative thing, much more of a team effort. And it looks like that's what's going to be happening, like, with this this podcast, this Back in the USSR podcast, that hopefully will be starting in September. It's going to be a team thing. Mostly people who are in London, we're going to be working on that. But of course, like, there's, you know, who knows what we can work at. Obviously, there's still, like, people in the YCL, the Young Communist League in Guelph, who might want to get involved. And, you know, who knows? I mean, this could be a collaborative thing, like, far beyond just the, you know, our two cities. You know, there are certainly ways to get other people involved. So it will be interesting to see where that goes. And, you know, obviously I don't know the details. So you're just going to have to stay tuned for that. And, but be that as it may, I mean, it still feels a bit surreal, sitting in the studio here and doing the last show of the year, last show of 2018. Hopefully I'll be back at some point in Guelph, CFRU. But who knows? It's time for an adventure, I guess. You know, and I really don't know how it will all turn out, but it should be interesting. So, I mean, this show here tonight, I mean, I just wanted to kind of, like, go back over some of the content I've had on the show, which I felt, like, really meaningful and really speaks to me at this particular point. So I'm just going to kind of do a bit of a montage on the show tonight of different kinds of content. But, like I say, I'm about to go off on an adventure. So I think this next song kind of gets into that. At least it kind of speaks to me. That's something, you know, embarking on an adventure. That's how I want to look at this. Me going to China for the third time. So please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smash guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. And catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stare like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. 150 absolute proof on the mic, like Moses spoke in Golden Scribe. Survivor of the oldest tribe, whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo, cause the battle's still on. Sound the horn. Come rumbling through the function, precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles, warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles, warrior spiritual. Above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Do I have the privilege of asking who is addressing me?
I'm Richard Arend.
What is your position?
I'm director of the staff. Did you file a passport application in July 2, 1954?
I filed about 25 in the last few months.
In July of 1954, were you requested to submit a non-communist affidavit?
Under no conditions would I think of signing such an affidavit. It is a contradiction of the rights of American citizens.
Are you now a member of the Communist Party?
Oh, please, please, please.
Please answer, will you, Mr. Robeson?
What is the Communist Party? What do you mean by that?
Are you now a member of the Communist Party?
Would you like to come to the ballot box when I vote and take out the ballot and see?
Mr. Chairman, I respectfully suggest the witness be directed to answer the question.
You are directed to answer the question.
I invoke the Fifth Amendment and forget it.
I respectfully suggest the witness be directed to answer the question whether, if he gave us a truthful answer, he would be supplying information which might be used against him in a criminal proceeding.
You are directed to answer,
Gentlemen,
Mr. Robson.
In the first place, wherever I have been in the world, the first to die in the struggle against fascism were the communists. I laid many wreaths upon the graves of communists. That is not criminal. Chief Justice Warren has been very clear that the Fifth Amendment does not have anything to do with the inference of criminality, and I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Have you ever been known under the name of John Thomas?
Oh, please, does somebody here want me to put up for perjury someplace? John Thomas, my name is Paul Robeson, and anything I have to say, I have said in public all over the world, and that is why I'm here today.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that you direct the witness to answer the question he's making a speech.
I ask you to affirm or deny the fact that your Communist Party name was John Thomas.
I invoke the Fifth Amendment. This is really ridiculous.
The witness talks very loud when he makes a speech, but when he invokes the Fifth Amendment, I can't hear him.
I have medals for diction. Right. I can talk plenty loud.
Will you talk a little louder?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment loudly.
Sir, who are Mr. and Mrs. Vladimir
Nikiev? I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Do you know a Manning Johnson?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Do you know Gregory Kifetz?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Do you know a Max Juergen?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Max Juergen.
Why don't you have these people here to be cross-examined? Could I ask whether this is legal?
This is not only legal, but usual. By unanimous vote, this committee has been instructed to perform this very distasteful task.
To whom am I talking?
You're speaking to the chairman of the committee.
Mr. Walter?
Yes.
The Pennsylvania Walter?
That is right.
Representative of the steel workers?
That is right.
And the coal mining workers?
That is right.
Not United States Steel, by any chance. Our great patriot?
That is right.
You are the author of the bills that are going to keep all kinds of decent people out of the country.
No, only your kind.
Colored people like myself. And you would let in the Teutonic Anglo-Saxon stock.
We are trying to make it easier to get rid of your kind, too.
You don't want any colored people to come in. Could I be allowed to read from my statement?
Will you just tell this committee, please, while under oath, Mr. Robeson, the communists who participated in the preparation of that statement?
Oh, please. The reason I'm here today, from the mouth of the State Department itself, is I should not be allowed to travel because I have struggled for the independence of the colonial peoples of Africa. The other reason I'm here today, again, from the State Department and from the record of the Court of Appeals, is that when I am abroad, I speak out against injustices against the Negro people in this land. That is why I'm here. I'm not being tried for whether I'm a communist. I'm being tried for fighting for the rights of my people, who are still second-class citizens in this country, in this United States of America. My mother was born in your state, and my mother was a Quaker. My ancestors, in the time of Washington, baked bread for George Washington's troops when they crossed the Delaware. My father was a slave. I stand here struggling for the rights of my people to be full citizens in this country. And we are not. We are not in Mississippi. We are not in Montgomery, Alabama. We are not in Washington. We are nowhere. And that is why I am here today. You want to shut up every Negro who has the courage to stand up and fight for the rights of his people, for the rights of workers, and I have been on many a picket line for the steel workers, too, and that is why I'm here today.
Would you tell us whether or not you know Thomas W. Young?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment.
Thomas W. Young is a Negro president of the Guide Publishing Company. I'd like to read you his testimony, quote, Paul Robeson has no moral right to place in jeopardy the welfare of the American Negro to advance a foreign cause. In the eyes of the Negro people, this false prophet is unfaithful to their country, and they repudiate him, close quote. Do you know the man that said that?
I invoke the Fifth Amendment now. Can I read my statement? It is a sad and bitter comment.
While you were in Paris in 1949, Mr. Robeson, did you tell an audience the American Negro would never go to war against the Soviet government?
May I say that is slightly out of context. May I explain to you what I did say? I remember the speech very well. 2,000 students who came from populations that would range to 600 or 700 million people asked me to say in their name that they did not want war. No part of my speech in Paris says 15 million American Negroes would do anything. I said it was my feeling that the American people would struggle for peace, and that has been since underscored by the President of these United States. Now, in passing, I said...
Do you know any people who want war?
Listen to me. I said it was unthinkable to me that any people could take up arms in the name of a man like Senator Eastland of Mississippi against anybody. Gentlemen, I still say that. This United States government should go to Mississippi and protect my people. That is what it should do.
I lay before you, sir, an article. Quote, I am looking for full freedom, unquote, by Paul Robeson in The Worker. July 3rd, 1949, quote, I said it was unthinkable that the Negro people of America or elsewhere could be drawn into war with the Soviet Union. I repeat it with 100-fold emphasis, they will not, close quote.
And gentlemen, they have not. It is clear that no Americans are going to go to war with the Soviet Union.
While you were in Stockholm, did you make a little speech?
I made all kinds of speeches.
Let me read you a quotation.
Let me listen.
Do so, please.
I am a lawyer.
It would be a revelation if you would listen to counsel.
In good company, I usually listen. But you know, people wander around in such fancy places.
You said, Mr. Robeson, and I quote, I belong to the American resistance movement, which fights against American imperialism, just as the resistance movement fought against Hitler.
Just like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman were underground railroaders and fighting for our freedom, you bet your life.
I have to insist that you listen to these questions.
I am listening.
I quote further, why should the Negroes ever fight against the only nation in the world where racial discrimination is prohibited and where the people can live freely? Never. They will never fight against either the Soviet Union or the people's democracies, close quote. Did you make that statement?
I do not remember, but what is perfectly clear today is that 900 million people, other colored people, have told you they will not. 400 million in India and millions everywhere have told you that.
The witness has answered the question. He doesn't need to make a speech.
Did you write an article that was published in the USSR Information Bulletin?
Yes.
Quote, I want to emphasize that only here in the Soviet Union did I feel that I was a real man with a capital M, close quote.
I would say, what is your name?
Aaron.
I am quite willing to answer the question. When I was a singer years ago, and this you will have to listen to.
I am listening.
I am a bass singer, and so for me, it was Chelyapin, the great Russian bass, not Caruso the tenor. I learned the Russian language to sing their songs. I wish you would listen now.
Mr. Chairman, I ask you to direct the witness to answer the question.
Just be fair with me.
I ask for order.
The great poet of Russia is of African blood.
Well, let's not go so far
afield. It is important to explain this.
Did you make that statement?
When I first went to Russia in 1934...
Did you make that statement?
When I first went to Russia in 1934...
Did you make that statement?
In Russia, I felt for the first time like a full human being. No color prejudice like in Mississippi. No color prejudice like in Washington. It was the first time I felt like a human being. Where I did not feel the pressure of color as I feel it in this committee today.
Why do you not stay in Russia?
Because my father was a slave. And my people died to build this country. And I'm going to stay here and have a part of it just like you. And no fascist-minded people will drive me from it. Is that clear?
You are here because you are promoting the communist cause.
I am here because I'm opposing the neo-fascist cause, which I see arising in these committees. Jefferson could be sitting here, and Frederick Douglass could be sitting here. Eugene Debs could be sitting here.
Now, what prejudice are you talking about? You were graduated from Rutgers. You were graduated from the University of Pennsylvania. I remember seeing you play football at Lehigh. There's no prejudice against you.
Just a moment. This is something I challenge very deeply, that the success of a few Negroes can make up for $700 a year for thousands of Negro families in the South. My father was a slave, and I have cousins who are sharecroppers. I do not see success in terms of myself. I have sacrificed hundreds of thousands of dollars for what I believe in.
While you were in Moscow, Mr. Rovers, didn't you make a speech lauding Stalin?
I can't remember.
Have you recently changed your mind about Stalin?
What has happened to Stalin, gentlemen, is a question for the Soviet Union, and I won't argue with a representative of the people who, in building America, wasted the lives of my people. You are responsible, you and your forebears, for 60 to 100 million black people dying in the slave ships and on the plantations. Mm-hmm. Don't you ask me about anybody.
Please. I'm sure you wouldn't want to discuss with us the slave labor camps in the
Nothing
Soviet Union.
Nothing could be built more on slavery than this society, I assure you.
I would invite your attention to the Daily Worker of June 29, 1949, with reference to a get-together with you and Ben Davis, formerly communist councilman in New York. Do you know Ben
One
Davis?
One of my dearest friends. He is as patriotic an American as can be. And you, gentlemen, are the non-patriots.
Just a minute.
You are the un-American.
The hearing is now adjourned.
I think it should be.
I've endured all of this that I can.
Can I read my statement?
No! The meeting is adjourned.
It should be. Home, home.
nothing lost was gain. No more fret nor pain. No more stumbling on the way. No more longing for the day. Going to Rome no more. Morning star lights the way. Restless dream all done. Shadows come. Break of day. Real life's just begun. There's no break, there's no end, just a living on. Wide awake with a smile, going on and on.
Listen to Back in the USSR here on 93.3 FM CFRU. That was Going Home. His version of that quite iconic song by Paul Robeson. And we also heard his speech to the House Committee on Un-American Activities. You know, during the McCarthyite period, where, of course, Paul Robeson took a stand. And I played that clip quite a number of times, and it never ceases to be powerful. And, of course, before that, I played a bit of hip-hop there. That's Gangstar, Above the Clouds. From the album Moment of Truth, coming from that back from 1998. Some pretty classic hip-hop there. And I guess that's just the kind of song I want to play as I kind of go forward on this adventure in China. So I'm playing. And like I said, this is kind of a bit of a montage of, like, just some stuff I'm feeling here tonight from, you know, just pieces I've played on the show before. And I got another piece right here. This is this is Charlie Chaplin with the final speech of the Great Dictator. Please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together, The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Ein schönes Land mit seinen Wäldern, Bergen, Seen, mit seinen Menschen, die ihm nützlich sind. Mein Land ist schön. Mein Land ist ein gutes Land mit seinen Fragen, seinem Mut, mit Freundlichkeit für seine Kinder. Mein Land ist gut. Mein Land ist mein Vaterland. Dass ich hier lieb, macht's nicht allein. Es ist, weil ich hier ganz zu Hause bin. Mein Land ist mein.
Listen to Back in the USSR here on 93.3 FM CFRU. That was a bit of a that was a song actually from East Germany, from the DDR, Deutsche Demokratische Republik, and Mein Land. And just before that, we had the final speech from Charlie Chaplin's very iconic film, The Great Dictator, from 1942. Very strong anti-fascist film. And whatever you want to say, of course, about East Germany, that was a country that was progressive, a country that did defend and advance the cause of human liberation throughout the Third World, backing up the ANC in South Africa, backing up the independence struggle of multiple movements around the Third World, fighting against colonization in Angola, in Mozambique, in Zimbabwe, all over the, you know, South Africa, all over the place. They fought against imperialism. They stood against imperialism. And that is something that should be celebrated. And also, like, that song, Mein Land, you know, which talks about, you know, my land is young, my land is good, and my land is mine. You know, that's like the three things he says in that song, very short song. None of those things can I say about Canada. Of course, a settler colonial state which was built on stolen indigenous land. And is that very subject is the subject of this next song. This is Aboriginal Canadian singer-songwriter Willie Dunn. This is the song he did, The Ballad of Crowfoot. Please stay tuned to Back in the USSR.
Comes the spring, and its warm thaw around your neck, the eagle claw upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today a great new chief is born, so raise him fast towards the sun. Heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Your years have gone, the years have passed. Your heart is set, your soul is cast. Stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both liar and thief. They trade, raise whiskey, steal your land, and they're coming in swift like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, and send their preachers into shame. And it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. See the settler in more numbers. He takes whatever he encounters. You see the Sioux, all battered, beaten, wrong and right. They haven't eaten, and as per se, we're much the same. It seems like such a heartless game. And it's 1800, 76 and the enemies full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection too. Do you really think they'll hold it true? It offers a reserve. Now, isn't that grand? And in return you see all of your land. And it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Buffalo are slaughtered, there's nothing to eat. The government's late again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer they're sick, and in the winter they freeze. And sometimes you wonder why you signed that day, but they broke the treaties themselves anyway. And it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then it falls. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone, the years have flown. The nation's sins have swiftly grown. But yet for the Indian, it's all the same. There's still hardship. There's still a pain, there's still a hardship, there's still a strife. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still hypocrisy, and the hate was that in the treaties. Is that the fate? We're all unhappy pawns in the government's game, and it's always the Indian gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen. And it's 1967. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Be a better tomorrow. Maybe one day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth shall prevail, and the warmth of love which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Thank you.
You ready to go night-night?
Yeah, Daddy.
Okay, so what would you call a person that has so much money and lives in a giant castle? And this person makes all this money, he has all these things that he doesn't need, and the way he gets it is by hurting people. Even though people might die, people could get separated from their mommies and daddies, that person doesn't care. As long as that person is making a lot of money, that person doesn't mind hurting people. What would you call that kind of person?
They're monsters, Daddy.
I can't tell lies to you, baby, the boogeyman is alive. He dances to the sound of money falling from the sky. The sound so loud he can't hear the party calling. It don't stop, but no, it don't stop. So loud he can't hear all of my day ones calling. It don't stop, but no, it don't stop. So loud I bet they hear it when the all bobbing. It don't stop, but no, it don't stop. No, no, it don't stop. It don't stop. It don't stop. It don't stop.
Good night. A transmission from the planet Earth, where we block out the sun by putting gases in the atmosphere. Southsider till I'm plant food. Long as I lived around these lame ass rap busters is that dude. The dude who looked a boogeyman square in the eye, bought the lie and sold it back, and I'll be red until I die. Belakid said it's hard up in Manila. Carly and Raleigh Easters, we gon' make you all remember. It's the anti-boogeyman. Killer of the greedy man, sinner, I don't give a fuck, the Bible is a fucking sham. Only thing that's real is that I rep mine. You front like you Christ-like, I nail you to a stop sign. It don't stop, and it don't stop. Perdona mi madre por mi vida loca. Make music that'll soothe you like Indian flutes to cobras. Let me see your hands high and not behind your back, and not on top of your head. And as a matter of fact, the laws are different where you stay. So study up, cause they could buddy up and fuck you up for just being associated with the type of stereotypes they train to put in a prison. So a private company can make some money off a system buying prisons up, filing through a tax loop. Loot all of these bailed out companies, making more loot and more loot.
Daddy, come back, you're tripping again.
Okay, I'm back. Return like I never left. A veteran who dying in the hospital, my last breath. Tell the audience I said they are the person that I am. The rapper that could wrap a circle around a minivan. Your papa like, damn. Your brother like, yeah. Your sister like, words. Your mama like, bam. The old man from that smog and shrouded flatlands, adopted by Echo Park and good back in the motherland. I'm all city, raised my son where it's hard edge. In the hood, so I don't raise a little shithead. I know I'm on the clock, lounging through my break time, just to stitch you bums up like I embroidered my fucking rhymes. You fucking right, check under my baby's bed. Here, Khalil, hold this deuce deuce, aim to the
head.
Bet Dre would give back every dime from beats to hear the beating heart of his second son in a heartbeat. It don't stop, it don't stop, no, no, it don't stop, yeah, it don't stop, it don't stop, no, no, it don't stop, yeah, yeah, it can't stop, no, no, it don't stop.
Good night, Daddy.
It won't stop. Oh, what a good boy. Can you go brrrr yet? And the R's are rolling, that's good. Do it again. You got some work to do. I love you. It don't stop. It don't stop.
That was Bamboo. The song Monsters off his Party Worker album. This is Siegfried Berezov for Back in the USSR. I'll be signing off right now. Stuff I need to do. But I'm going to be back in about a year's time. So, solidarity, brothers and sisters. I'll see you out there.